तावैतः एव वसुकालवाद अस्थितार्वहो। माइदम साक्षात् शिकाम Tamvaidam sadasad ishak Maya yad atma parabuddhir iyam hi apartha यद्यस्य जन्म निधनं स्थितिरिक्षणं च तद्वैतादेव वसुकालवद् अस्थितार्वहो। Word for word meaning, tvam, you, va, ida, idam, the whole universe, sat asat, consisting of cause and effect. You are the cause and your energy is the effect. Isa, O my Lord, the Supreme Controller, Bhavan, yourself, Tataha, from the universe. Anyaha, separately situated. The creation is made by the Lord. Yet He remains separate from the creation. Maya, the energy that appears as a separate creation. Yet, of which Atma Parabuddhi, the conception of one's own and another's. Iyam, this, he, indeed, apartha, has no meaning. Everything is your lordship. And therefore there is no hope for understanding my and your. Yat, the substance from which, yasha, of which, janma, creation, nidhanam, annihilation, stithihi, maintenance, ikshanam, manifestation, cha, and, tat, that, va, or, etat, this, eva, certainly, vasu kalvat, like the quality of being the earth, and beyond that, the subtle element of the earth, smell, asti tarvaho, the seed, the cause, and the tree, the effect of the cause. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, the entire cosmic creation is caused by You, and the cosmic manifestation is an effect of Your energy. Although the entire cosmos is but You alone, You keep Yourself aloof from it. The conception of mine and yours is certainly a type of illusion, maya, because everything is an emanation from You and is therefore not different from You. Indeed, the cosmic manifestation is non-different from You, and the annihilation is also caused by You. This relationship between Your Lordship and the cosmos is illustrated by the example of the seed and the tree, or the subtle cause and the gross manifestation. Please repeat. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, the entire cosmic creation is caused by You, and the cosmic manifestation is an effect of Your energy. Although the entire cosmos is but You alone, You keep Yourself aloof from it. The conception of mine and yours is certainly a type of illusion, maya, because everything is an emanation from You and is therefore non-different from You. Indeed, the cosmic manifestation is non-different from You, and the annihilation is also caused by You. This relationship between Your Lordship and the cosmos is illustrated by the example of the seed and the tree, or the subtle cause and the gross manifestation. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 7.10, the Lord says, Bijam mam sarva bhutanam vidhi partha sanatanam. O son of Pritha, know that I am the original seed of all existences. In the Vedic literature it is said, Ishavashyam idam sarvam yato va imani bhutani jayante and sarvam kalav idam brahma. All this Vedic information indicates that there is only one God and that there is nothing else but Him. The Mayavadi philosophers explain this in their own way, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead asserts the truth that He is everything and yet is separate from everything. This is the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is called Achinta Bheda Abheda Tattva. Everything is one, the Supreme Lord, yet everything is separate from the Lord. This is the understanding of oneness and difference. The example given in this regard, Vasukalvad Asti Tarvaha, is very easy to understand. Everything exists in time, yet there are different phases of the time factor. Present, past, and future. Present, past, and future are one. Every day we can experience the time factor as morning, noon, and evening. And although morning is different from noon, which is different from evening, all of them taken together are one. The time factor is the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Lord is separate from the time factor. Everything is created, maintained, and annihilated by time. But the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, has no beginning and no end. He is Nitya Saswataha, eternal, permanent. Everything passes through time's phases of present, past, and future. Yet the Lord is always the same. Thus there is undoubtedly a difference between the Lord and the cosmic manifestation, but actually they are not different. Accepting them to be different is called avidya or ignorance. True oneness, however, is not equivalent to the conception of the Mayavadis. The true understanding is that the differences are manifested by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The seed is manifested as a tree, which displays varieties in its trunk, branches, leaves, flowers, and fruits. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has therefore sung, Keshava Tuhe Jagad Vichitra, My dear Lord, your creation is full of varieties. The varieties are one and at the same time different. This is the philosophy of Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva. The conclusion given in Brahma Samhita is this: Ishvara Paraha Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna, known as Govinda, is the supreme controller. He has an eternal, blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes. Because the Lord is the supreme cause, everything is one with him. But when we consider varieties, we find that one thing is different from another. We may conclude, therefore, that there is no difference between one thing and another. Yet in varieties, there are differences. In this regard, Madhvacharya gives an example concerning the tree and the tree in fire. Both trees are the same, but they look different because of the time factor. The time factor is under the control of the Supreme Lord, and therefore the Supreme Lord is different from time. An advanced devotee consequently does not distinguish between happiness and distress. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.8, Tattenu kampam susmikshamano bhunjana evatma kriptam vipakam. When the devotee is in a condition of so-called distress, he considers it a gift or blessing from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When a devotee is always thus situated in Krishna consciousness, in any condition of life, he is described as Mukti Padesa Dayabhak, a perfect candidate for returning home back to Godhead. The word Dayabhak means inheritance. A son inherits the property of his father. Similarly, when a devotee is fully Krishna conscious, undisturbed by dualities, he is sure that he will return home back to Godhead, just as one inherits his father's property. Om Ajnana Timirandashya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Melitam Yena Tashmay Shri Guruye Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sahagrajatam Sagana Ragunatam Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sahavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarobesha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Read the translation again. My dear Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the entire cosmic creation is caused by you, and the cosmic manifestation is an effect of your energy. Although the entire cosmos is but you alone, you keep yourself aloof from it. The conception of mine and yours is certainly a type of illusion maya, because everything is an emanation from you, and is therefore non-different from you. Indeed, the cosmic manifestation is non-different from you, and the annihilation is also caused by you. This relationship between your lordship and the cosmos is illustrated by the example of the seed and the tree, or the subtle cause and the gross manifestation. So, here we see Prahlad Maharaj is offering prayers in this section. The prayers of Prahlad Maharaj are explained. So, Prahlad Maharaj is, in this section of his prayers, is glorifying the Lord as being the creator, maintainer, and destroyer. So he's saying the entire cosmic creation is caused by you. So how is the entire cosmic manifestation caused by the Lord. And he's saying the cosmic manifestation is an effect of your energy. So Lord has got three energies. Which are the three energies of the Lord? Antaranga Shakti, which is internal energy. Bahiranga Shakti, which is cosmic manifestation, external energy. And Tathastha Shakti, which is marginal. So what is internal energy of the Lord? It has again got three categories. Spiritual energy, yes. So internal energy is the spiritual energy of the Lord. It has got three categories. It is called Samved, Sandini and Ladini. So what is Samved mean? It's the Chit potency of the Lord. So Lord, it is mentioned, as it is mentioned, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. Lord is made out of Sat Chit Ananda. Lord is Sat Chit Ananda. It's a manifestation of Sat Chit Ananda. So Lord manifests himself as Sat. Sat means eternality. Chit means knowledge, full knowledge. And Ananda means complete bliss. So manifestation of these three. So Samved, which is the Chit potency of the Lord. By that, Lord can be known. So Krishna has got this potency. Krishna reserves this Chit potency with himself. Only by the mercy of the Lord, only by the mercy of Krishna, one can know Krishna. It is not otherwise one can know Krishna. So ultimately, of course, we need to practice, go through the process of sadhana, in which we have to take shelter of a bona fide devotee, bona fide spiritual master, diksha, chant, mantra. So all those things, ultimately, it's endeavor. So there is endeavor and then there is mercy. We know the pastime when Mother Yashoda wanted to bind Krishna. However amount of rope she collected, she was not able to bind Krishna. How much was it short always? 2 fingers or 2 inches, right? So it was always short. She accumulated all the ropes. How many cows did Nand Maharaj had? 900,000 cows, 9 lakh cows. And she got ropes from all those cows, joined together, and she's trying to bind Krishna's waist to the grinding stone motor. But again, however amount of rope she took and tried to bind, it was always 2 inches short. How can one, and Krishna was not growing, Mother Yashoda was not shrinking, and the rope was not shrinking either. But still it was always 2 inches short. Why? How can it happen? If you add, suppose this is a garland, you open up a garland, you add few more garlands, it will be bigger, right? So how come the rope which was tied, all the 9 lakh ropes which were taken from the cows, all the ropes from the house, and in fact even the neighbors' ropes were taken. All the neighbors were asked, everyone was gathered to see this drama, right? This was a big, like everything that happens in Vrindavan, it's a huge festival, a kind of a drama, especially when Krishna is in the center. Everyone was around Mother Yashoda, and everyone was feeling bad that just for small offense, even though they complained about Krishna stealing butter and everything, and now Mother Yashoda is really having a streak, Krishna is crying and nobody can tolerate this. And so everybody is saying to Mother Yashoda, don't, this is enough, this is enough. But no, Mother Yashoda was adamant. She wanted to bind Krishna. She said, today I'm not going to leave him. This is enough of mischief. He has already broken the pots inside my house. I'm not going to leave. She was adamant on, no, I'm going to tie. Whatever happens, I'm going to tie Krishna. So she is trying to accumulate all these ropes, but always 2 fingers short. And then all the neighbors are also bringing their ropes. Just to see, just to have fun now. Because this is a great drama. So much of rope is there, but still 2 fingers short. So why are those 2 fingers always short? What do Acharya point out? What was going on in this drama? In this whole pastime, Leela, what is going on? Why is it always 2 fingers short? Yeah. So Acharyas point out, these two fingers represent endeavor. The first finger represents endeavor, and the second one represents mercy. Endeavor means parishram, and mercy means kripa. So endeavor and mercy. So we have to put in our endeavor as Mother Yashoda was putting in. So by the constant endeavor, what happened ultimately after this entire thing? After this entire episode, what happened? Finally, Mother Yashoda was able to bind Krishna. So Mother Yashoda put in all this endeavor, put in all this parishram, and then the mercy has to flow, or not has to flow, but Lord is because Bhakta Vatsalya. When he sees that my devotee is struggling so much, then he automatically showers his mercy. So the as we mentioned, Lord has got innumerable energies, of which these three are the primary ones, Chit, Sat and Ananda, or Samvid, Sandini and Ladini are the primary, and all these energies are within this energies. So couple of energies which are manifestation branches of Chit potency is Aishwarya Shakti of the Lord and Kripa Shakti of the Lord. So Aishwarya of Shakti of the Lord is the Lord, nobody can overpower Lord. So whenever there is a demon in Vrindavan, what happens? Immediately the Aishwarya Shakti of the Lord manifests and Lord is able to kill. Or Lord himself, it's mentioned that even Lord Krishna never kills the demon. It's the Vasudev incarnation of the Lord which kills the demon, because Krishna never touches, or Krishna does not get involved into killing of any of the demons. So this is the Aishwarya Shakti of the Lord manifest, and Lord is killing the demon. Demon is vanquished. The demon cannot overpower the Lord. So because Lord has got all these Shaktis, right? So which manifest when required. Generally they are covered. Generally these Shaktis are covered in Vrindavan. Why are they covered in Vrindavan? Aishwarya Shakti is covered in Vrindavan. Why is it covered? Yeah, Madhurya, because everything is sweetness. Because if suppose in Vrindavan, Krishna is walking and everyone is paying the obeisances, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, all the gopis, okay Krishna, oh God has come. As soon as Krishna walks here, suppose if Krishna is walking and coming to your home, what will you do? You'll give away everything, right? But this is not the mood of Vrindavan. They hide everything from Krishna. And then Krishna steals things. So that is enhancing the rasa of the pastime. So that is why the Shaktis are covered in Vrindavan. And Lord allows those Shaktis to be covered. The Yog Maya potency allows, this Chit Shakti allows to be covered. Krishna, when he is in Vrindavan, he does not want to know that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because then there is no rasa. If one understands he is the boss of everything and everything is under his control, he cannot have a loving relationship. Mother Yashoda will not chastise. Mother Yashoda will never take a stick. Mother Yashoda will never bind Krishna if they knew. So in Vraj everything is covered. So this Chit potency of the Lord, so there are two. So endeavor and mercy. So Mother Yashoda puts in all this endeavor, and then the mercy flows, the kripa flows. And then by that kripa, the devotee is able to overpower. It's interesting, when there was in Mathura, when in the arena of Kamsa, Krishna and Balaram entered, and then there were all this Chanur, Mushtik, all these huge wrestlers were there. And then Krishna and Balaram are fighting with this wrestlers. And what happens? What happened then? Who won? Krishna and Balaram. They won. They immediately, with one blow, they were able to kill Chanur, Mushtik and all this huge, and all the other wrestlers were also present. They killed everyone. And then all the boys who were sitting in the arena, Vraj, all the cowherd boys, the friends of Krishna, they jumped onto the arena when Krishna killed all these demons. And then they are also trying to imitate the wrestlers, and they are fighting. Such a nice playground they had for wrestling. So they are all wrestling with Krishna, and immediately they picked up and threw Krishna down, and they overpowered Krishna. And this is surprising. Kamsa is looking at all these things. What, these two boys just killed my best of the wrestlers, whom no one in the world can kill, and these boys are even more powerful than Krishna and Balram. They are putting Krishna and Balram down and overpowered. So imagine the strength of these boys. Good, these boys never came. So it looked like Krishna and Balram are losing in front of these boys. So this is Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, the devotees overpower even the Lord. Mother Yashoda is overpowered. She is able to bind, because the Aishwarya Shakti and the Kripa Shakti always wins. Why Kripa Shakti wins? Because of the parishram, because of the endeavor of the devotee. So when there is an endeavor, the kripa automatically flows from the Lord. And so here it is, as we were speaking about, the chit potency is always with the Lord. Nobody can understand the Lord without the mercy of the Lord. Then sat or samvid, so sandini shakti. And so samvid shakti is the chit potency by which one can know the Lord. These are, we are talking about now, the internal, for those who came late. We are talking about the three energies of the Lord. One is internal energy, one is marginal energy, and one is external energy. Internal energy is the spiritual energy, or it has got three parts, Samvid, Sandini, and Ladini. Samvid is the Chit potency, Sandini is the Sat potency, and Ladini is the Ananda potency. And the marginal is the living entities, jivas, tatastha shakti. And the external energy is, again we'll speak later on, is the material energy. Okay, so chit potency is always with the Lord, as we discussed. Without the mercy of the Lord, one cannot know the Lord. Coming to the sat potency or sandini shakti, it resides with Lord Balram. So when I say sandini shakti, sat potency, eternality, so we see the entire spiritual material world, it's all the manifestation of Brahman, as it is mentioned here. The cosmic manifestation is your energy, and it is eternal. So everything is eternal, the energies are eternal, and that Lord Balram manifests. So entire spiritual world is a manifestation of Lord Balram. We see Lord Balram expands as Sankarshan, and then in Sankarshan, in the material world, he expands as Mahavishnu, and then Karnodaksha Vishnu, Shirodaksha, Garbhodaksha Vishnu, Shirodaksha Vishnu. So this manifestation is basically coming from Lord Balram. So Krishna manifests himself as Lord Balram, and he manages everything, the eternality, the service which happened, the Vrindavan, Vraj, is a manifestation of Lord Balram. Everything that happens, we see all the instruments that we use is a manifestation of Lord Balram. So this is all eternality. Lord Balram serves Krishna in his innumerable way. That is the sat potency of the Lord. So Lord Balram keeps. And the third one we spoke about was Ladini Shakti, which is again three categories, internal potency, of internal potency. So Ladini Shakti is the Ananda potency of the Lord. As soon as the Lord desires to enjoy, he manifests Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is manifested, and her only role is to give pleasure to Krishna. So, and she, from her comes the bhakti potency of the Lord. So anyone who wants to serve the Lord, cultivate bhakti for the Lord, devotion for the Lord, has to take shelter of Srimati Radharani. And by that, Krishna becomes pleased, and the mercy or the kripa or the chit potency flows, and then one can understand the Lord. One can come close to the Lord. So this is how this energy, the internal energy, works. And then there is external energy. So what is a need for external energy then? If Sat Chit Ananda is complete and it fully satisfy the Lord, what is the need for external energy, cosmic manifestation? The entire cosmic creation is caused by you, and the cosmic manifestation is the effect of your energy. Why did Krishna create the cosmic manifestation or eternal energy? What was the need? What is the need for cosmic manifestation? Because there is tatastha shakti, who are aham bija prada pita. Krishna says he is the seed of all the living entities. So he creates all these living entities, and some of these living entities have got this desire. It's not even a desire, it's like a curiosity in the spiritual world, where a living entity thinks, what would it be to be Krishna, or what would it be to be without Krishna? And that desire causes this living entity to go into the illusion state. And in that illusion state, he comes into the material world. He comes under the influence of the material energy of the Lord, where he spends some time and then understands, no, it's not worth. So imagine if you like to eat something, especially I would give my own example. When I first came to Australia, this was in 1999, there were hardly any Indian stores or restaurants or anything. So when you come to Australia in a situation in those days where you don't have hardly anything to, the best we ate was, and I was a vegetarian from birth, so the best thing you can eat, and I did not know about crossways and temple that day, in the initial days. So the best thing I could go in the supermarket is bread and butter. And that was the best we could eat, or some fruits. So, and I like to eat sweets. So the first time, like it was almost an year when I went to Dandenong, where I saw a sweet shop, Indian sweet shop. And I went crazy. Wow! This is what I was thirsty for or hungry for. And I took all those like sweets, whatever I could grab, and brought it in, even though I couldn't eat everything. But the point is, the living entity has got this curiosity to enjoy, separate from Krishna. And then he comes to this material world. And when he comes to this material world, it's like coming to an alien place where you don't get what you're really looking for, or what you want to, what would you really like to have. And then suddenly you get a glimpse of the spiritual world, and then you think, this is not worth it. You become so, there is a expression of happiness, satisfaction. And then you start practicing the spiritual life, and then you go back home, back to Godhead, where you really belong, or where you really want to be. And so this is why this cosmic manifestation is there, created by the Lord, so that the living entity who wants to enjoy separately from Krishna, and I usually give this example as well, when kids, you like to drive car? Yeah, all the kids like to drive car. So does your father give you car keys and say, okay, you are my good child, take the car keys and go and drive? Why? Sorry? It's dangerous. Yes, it's dangerous. That's true. What else? You're not qualified to be at that stage? Okay, what else? Then what happens to your desire to drive car? It increases, okay. And then you tell your parents, no, I want to drive car, and then what happens? What would your parents do? That's right, exactly. So what they will do is, sometimes they will take you to Luna Park. There are some cars going round and round, and then you exercise your propensity to manage the steering. And sometimes, I remember when my son was like 3 or 4 year old, then they don't, even in the Luna Park, the parent has to sit next to him. You can't just give your child the steering wheel because he's just 3 year old. But my son used to say, no, I want to be alone. I want to control the steering. So that is always the desire. So then you are sitting next to him, you're just putting your hand on steering, and he's having this feeling of he's driving. So similarly, what does the Lord do? When the jiva has got this desire, I want to be the Lord. I want to experience what it would be like to be Krishna. So Krishna immediately manifests this illusory world, material world, and say, okay, it is dangerous for you to exercise, to be me in the spiritual world, because then why would it be dangerous in spiritual world for a living entity to be Krishna? Sorry? Because he is not, of course, he is not. What else? Once it is mentioned, Madhu Mangala tried to imitate Krishna, and he put in a peacock feather, and he's putting on yellow dhoti, and is dressing himself like the Krishna with the garland and all those things. And then Arishtasura comes, and immediately the demon comes, because Madhu Mangala does not have those potencies, Aishwarya Shakti and all the other potencies. He becomes scared. He looks at Arishtasura and says, "Whoa, I'm not Krishna." Immediately throws off his peacock feather and says, no, I'm not Krishna. Because this is one of the reasons why a living entity cannot become Krishna. Because, and of course, there are other reasons as well. Because in the spiritual world, a living entity would have all the powers. What are the five kinds of liberations? Sasti, Samipya, Sarupya, Salokya, and Sayujya. What does Sasti mean? He has got all the opulences of the Lord. Lord has how many qualities in the spiritual world? Or in the material world or spiritual, it doesn't matter. 64. Of which 60 qualities are 60 qualities Vishnu Tattva, all the Vishnu Tattva would have. And of which 54 qualities all the living entities would have in the spiritual world. So imagine all those qualities, you could do anything with that qualities. You could easily kill someone, or you could create something. All these qualities are already there in the spiritual world. So when a living entity with all these qualities and not qualified, he falls down in the spiritual world, what will happen? He can create destruction for others. As you pointed out, Sivya, it could be dangerous, right? It could be dangerous in the spiritual world if you are not a devotee, if you are not in sync with everyone else. So that is why immediately as soon as a living entity thinks he wants to be Krishna, or he wants to live without Krishna, immediately he is transferred into this material consciousness or illusioned. He is put into the cosmic manifestation where he exercises all his propensities of being Krishna. So that is why we see in the material world what happens. Everyone thinks he is the controller. Even though it is mentioned, Isha Vashyam Idam Sarvam. And in the same, in Bhagavad Gita, in the introduction, it is mentioned, everyone in the material world is a controller, minute degree. But everyone is a controller, Ishvara. Ishvara Bhava is there in each and every one. What is this verse in Bhagavad Gita? Ishwaroham aham bhogi siddhoham balwan sukhi. Ishwaroham, I am Ishwara. Everyone in the material world, what is he thinking? I am Ishwara, I am the controller. I am aham bhogi. I am enjoying this material world. Is there anyone here who thinks he is the most miserable person? Yeah. Everyone is enjoying, right? Whether you are rich or poor or in whatever body you are in, every person, every living entity is thinking, I am enjoying. And there is a nice example Srila Prabhupada gives, right? Indra came to, he was cursed to become a pig. And in the pig body, he had family, pig wife, pig kids. And then Brahma saw his condition, he is Indra, and he is like eating stool and living like a pig. So he came to tell Indra, Indra, you are Indra, the king of heaven, just come back. And Indra is saying, no, I've got such a nice, beautiful wife. I've got beautiful children. And there is fresh, warm food every day I am eating. Stool is coming from this place. I'm eating fresh stool every day. The life is so good here. So this is the condition of each and every living entity. The illusory energy of the Lord puts everyone in the material world under this illusion. The first thing Brahma creates is the five kinds of illusion. Tamha, Tamishram, Andha Tamishram, and then two more. Anyone remembers? Anyways, it'll come. So tama, tama means the first thing he forgets. The first illusion is he forgets his real identity. Tamishram means he then understands this body is me. He thinks I am a Indian or I am a American or Australian or I am a male, a female. I am a IT professional. I am a doctor or a lawyer or accountant. So all these identities, upadhis, he thinks it is me. So that is the first two illusions. The first illusion covers him of his real identity, who he is really in the spiritual world, what his real position is in the spiritual world. Because without this, he cannot survive in the material world. If you know you are the billionaire, you would not work in a company. You would not work in a small company. You will not struggle every day to go to job. As soon as a person understands, or he gets a lottery, suppose, of $10 billion or something, a very big figure, what he will do? First thing, he will go and resign from his job. Right? So similarly, this is the first thing. When you understand what you are in the spiritual world, it is not possible for you to survive in the material world. So the first thing is you are covered with your real identity. The second thing is, unless you are been assigned these upadhis, I am from this country, this race, this job or this qualification, I would not be able to perform in the material world. So that is why this all identities in the Tameshra, in the second kind of illusion, we think we are these things. As Indra was thinking, he is a pig. When he came, then Lord Brahma had to give him the intelligence. What is it like in the Indra world, in the heavenly kingdom, and what is it like in the pig world? And then he understood, oh, what am I doing? So then he went back home, then he goes back, not home, but to the heavenly planet, and is able to rule. So similarly, when these two illusions are there, it is very difficult to go back home, back to Godhead. So one has to overcome these illusions. We only touched on the first part of the... And what does this illusions create? Mine and yours, I and mine. So when you have got all these illusions that I am this body, and then Andhatamishram, the third kind of illusion is basically creating all this related to this body is mine. So I think this is my car, or this is my wife, these are my kids, my son, my daughter, and then I think these are my parents, this is my country, this is my religion, which we know this is creating so much of havoc in the world right now. Just because of this identification, false identification of this is my country, this is my territory, this is my religion, is creating havoc. This is Andhatamishra. What happens to you when you die? You will be born across the border on the second other side, and then you will consider that is your country, and then you will fight with this country. So every time you are born, you change your positions depending on your desires. This is not a permanent position. This is a very temporary position that we are in, and it lasts nimisha matrena. It is mentioned in Bhagavatam when the Lord, as it is mentioned, as Karna Daksha Vishnu breathes out, multiple millions of universes are created from his exhale. From the body he exhales, multiple millions of universes are created from his body. And when he inhales, what happens? All these universes are going back into his body. And in these universes, going out and coming in, millions of years of Brahmas are passed. Yeah? And we know the comparison of one day of Brahma is how many yugas in the material world? Just a day, 12 hours, not even 24 hours. The 12 hours of Brahma is 1,000 yuga cycles. 4.3 billion years are passed on the material world. So many years are passed on the earthly planet. This is just one day of Brahma. Like this, there is one night of Brahma, then there is 1 year of Brahma, and like this, Brahma lives for 100 years. So such a long time is passed just by exhale and inhale of Mahavishnu, Karna Daksha Vishnu. And it is mentioned in Bhagavatam that this is nimish matrena. Nimish matrena means just blinking of an eye. That time is blinking of an eye in the spiritual world. So just in the blink of the eye, how many lifetimes have we been passing? Millions of lifetimes. Yeah. So many Brahmas have passed. So imagine our condition. And still we are fighting for this territory, that territory, this particular family, that family. So all these things are so much temporary, so much nimisha matrena, so much a fraction of a second. So, and I'll come to the last. So who can overcome these illusions? It is mentioned, tattenu kampam susmik shamano, bunjana evatma kritam vipakam. Srila Prabhupada makes the point in the purport. One who tolerates. Why do we have to tolerate? Why do we have to tolerate? And tolerate what? Again, yeah. Tolerate what? That is important. Then comes tolerate. Because the first ignorance, the ignorances we are in is, we are thinking we are happy in the material world. We are satisfied in this material world. We are enjoying. Everything is no worries in this material world. But really, there are all the worries. So we have to understand the reality of, there is duality in the material world. Everyone has to go through this phase of happiness and distress. You can ask everyone, are you happy? And the first answer is yes. How was your day? No worries, mate. So we are all having no worries. And then you say, how was your weekend? It was great. What did you do? And was there anything bad that happened? And then he will say, okay, this was not good. Or in your life something bad is going on. And then there will be 1 point, 2 point. And then when you scratch the surface, you will come to know that he's been struggling, he's been suffering in the material world. So everyone has to go through different miseries. We won't go into detail. There are three miseries. Adidevik, Adi Bhautik, Adhyatmik. Miseries by the body and mind, miseries by external entities, and miseries by the higher authorities. And so there are three kinds of miseries which everyone is suffering from. Bodily pain, mental pain, neighbors or neighboring countries, or the natural calamities. So these miseries are there for each and everyone is going through. And the only one has to tolerate all this misery, and one can only tolerate this misery when he knows there is something higher. Unless one understands what is the higher cause and what he is going through, unless he understands how the ignorances of this material world work, it is very difficult to tolerate. So when one tolerates this, tattenu kampam susmikshamano bunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvag vapubir vidada namaste. And what does he do? From his ridvag vapubir, through his heart, body and mind, he is serving the Lord. Vidada namaste jivita yo mukti padesa dayapa. Tolerating the miseries and continuously serving the Lord, performing the, carrying on with the duty of devotional service, then it's mentioned dayabhak. It's his right inheritance. Srila Prabhupada said, is the inheritance of his father. He understands he is a billionaire and he gets that wealth, not the $1 billion, but going back home, back to Godhead. What his real identity? The real identity, Swarupa, is revealed to him. Who he is, for a person who tolerates the miseries and carries on with the task of performing devotional service. So I'll stop here. If there are any questions or comments, please let me know. Yes, Mother.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class. Prabhu, you mentioned at the start how we need the mercy of Lord Krishna to know Him. But Prabhu, we hear in lectures also that we need the mercy of the pure devotees to fully understand Lord Krishna. So how do we understand these 2 points?
That's right. So we need the mercy of the Lord, and the Lord's mercy will only flow, as we mentioned, by the endeavor. So what is that endeavor? So we follow in the footsteps of the pure devotees. And the basically we don't know what the endeavor is, what we have to do. So when we come in association with the pure devotees, they engage us in the service of the Lord. And then the mercy of the Lord follows.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments, corrections? We'll stop here. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai. Thank you all for coming.
Sundaram Dandar Ago Vidamaniya Nishesha.